Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and here's my summer challenge. Not like, you know, one of those like social media challenges, but like pretend it is. Because, you know, I don't really do social media land like everybody else. But here is my challenge to you for the summer of 2021. We are going to kick victimhood out of our vibrations. That's the challenge. That is the challenge. In every area of your life, you know, there are probably areas where you've completely let go of the energy of victimhood. I know for me, I have. And then there are areas where it's still hanging out. So we are going to kick victimhood out of every aspect of your vibration. And this show is designed to help you do that. In case you're new, I am Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. Imagine me on Instagram pointing at myself. And there's like music and I'm mouthing words and I'm saying, I am an intuitive from California and I help you create the life of your dreams. If you are ready to manifest that desire that has been on your heart forever, then I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out my massive result intuitive coaching package, the 1-year option designed to help you really take your life to the next level. Also check out, I have some cool things coming up. I have a spot open for my Seeker Circle, which is private intuitive messages that I channel for you every Monday for 12 weeks for every day of the week. One of my most price accessible services. Also, I'm going to launch, it'll go up tonight, I'm pretty sure I'm going to load this podcast before it's up, but you will see I have designed, because I'm a freaking nerd, I designed an oracle for money manifestation, and now I'm going to start offering readings specifically for money manifestation, so you will see that on my website. It's awesome, like it's so accurate, so amazing. Every time I tune into the energy of these cards, I take the messages and I take action on them, lots of money shows up and it's pretty amazing. And so now, after using it for myself and tweaking it, now I'm ready to use it for you. So information on that will also be on my website within the next couple of days, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, victimhood. I've talked about victimhood a bit here on the program. It's the energy, essentially, of I can't. It means that when victimhood is in your vibration, it means that you are holding beliefs, thoughts, words, feelings, and actions that align with the energy of I can't. I can't. And, you know, if you're a feeling person, meaning your psychic gift is feeling or you feel energy or you're an empath, you can actually feel the energy of I can't. When I am in the energy of victimhood, it feels like something is pushing down on me. And in fact, my spirit guides have shown me it is. It's my desire is pushing me up, but my consciousness is pushing me down. That is the energy of victimhood. And it feels so real, right? It feels so real when you're in the energy of victimhood. I would say it's probably one of the most difficult energies to get out of your energy field, out of your vortex, out of your vibration, because it's so believable. It's like, I think the devil put it on this planet, the victimhood, the curse of victimhood, because he's like, that is the easiest way to trap a bunch of humans. It's really easy to trap a bunch of highly sensitive people with the energy of I can't, with the energy of victimhood, with the energy, oh, it's not possible, with the energy of, well, it must not be meant for me. It's so easy to get caught in that. And on one hand, I did a show about faith, and there's a whole conversation we can have about this around faith, but this isn't a faith conversation. This is a consciousness conversation. It's what you're choosing to believe and what you're choosing to think. And as a result of that, you attract experiences that match I can't. Of course, you will choose the man who can never love you the way you deserve to be loved when you're holding a vibration of victimhood, when you're holding a vibration of I can't. You'll just be a match to that. You'll be a match to a boss that's going to treat you like shit if you're holding a vibration of victimhood, if you're holding a vibration of I can't. Of course you're going to get caught in a scenarios where you have a desire and what you need to fulfill that desire is not showing up, because the energy of victimhood is in your vibration. So you have to program it out. You have to choose a new way of seeing yourself. You have to call in a new way of being, where I can't is no longer a factor. You just don't entertain the idea. It's just not present. It doesn't even show up for you. So how can I sample? Oh, I'll tell you what inspired the show. So I have two good friends, my great friends that I grew up with, and we were supposed to have a Zoom party. We've been planning this Zoom party for months, and one of my friends that canceled once and then canceled again recently. We were like, I was so excited about it. It was so funny. It's like that morning I woke up, I was like, yes, the Zoom party's coming up. Like, cause I get really excited to hang out with my friends. Like, it raises my vibration. It makes me so happy. And then she's like, oh, friends, I can't. My dads are in town, and she lives with her dads, and they have a second house. And they haven't been going to the second house. And so she doesn't want to do, even though she has her own room, she just doesn't want to do the Zoom call when they're there. And I was just like, holy fuck, this is stupid. I don't like feeling this way. I put all my eggs in this basket of these particular friends at this time in my life. And now I'm feeling like I can't have an experience I want to have connecting with other women my age in a really fun, lighthearted, joyful way. And so if I can't do that in this scenario, that sucks. And so at first I was kind of pissed at my friend. And she's got a whole victim story going on with her dads, and that's fine. You know, she's got to work that out herself. I'm not responsible for that story. I don't want to be around it. But then I'm like, oh, God, you know, if I'm not talking to my friends, then who am I talking to? And what am I going to do with all this energy I have and all this love in my heart that I want to share? And then Spirit's like, girl. Right, because I have done a lot of work around friendships as of late, and the energy I allow in my life, and the people I let myself be around, and I really wanted to clean up the vibration around friendships and relationships, and I wanted people who show up, because I show up. Like, if you ever work with me as a coach, I fucking show up. I show up 100% all the time, because that's just who I am. You know, it's just, like, why? Like, why not, right? The things I am passionate and madly in love with, I show up for. And if I'm not showing up, now I know it's a sign that something in that relationship, something in that situation is not in alignment with my truth, and it's my job to clean that up or move on from that situation. So when it comes to friendships, it's pretty clean. And so this shows up and I'm like, what, Spirit? Like, I'm supposed to always get what I want around friendships now. And I got the message, you know, my spirit guide's girl. It's also my higher self talks like that and my type A Aries talks like that. So they were like, girl, there's something called Bumble BFF. And if you want new friends, you do the work, meaning put yourself out there and meet some new fucking friends. And that's what I did. So I started swiping. So I went into my Bumble BFF, started swiping, and like within an hour, like right now, even the phone's blowing up with like people who want to hang out with me, who live in my area, who want to be my friend. Like, it's now, like, because I know in my vibration, here are the beliefs that are in my vibration. I make friends wherever I go. I am personable, right? I love and care about people. I am now a vibrational match to other people who love and care about me in the best way that they know how. I know that I have, in my whole history, if I wanted to be connected to humans, it was easy for me. So there was no reason outside of the 8 years when I was with Matt, when it was just painfully difficult to make friends just because of his vibration. And I own that. I see that I chose that relationship over being in friendships, knowing that, you know, maybe I wasn't fully conscious of it, but psychically I knew he held a vibration that made it difficult for us to make friends. That's his thing. He's not great at that. Good guy, just not great at making friends, and, you know. In the way that I make friends, my spirit guides are jumping in. We make friends in different ways. And so that was in my vibration. So all the friends I was drawn to weren't really usually drawn to him. So I was so tied to that. So it made it difficult to be connected to other people. But post-divorce, I have had no trouble. No trouble. I've lived in a lot of different places. I can make a friend, a homie, no matter where I'm at. No matter. Like, and when I say, like, homie, like, I always have somebody that's, like, my ride or die. Even if, like, now I only connect with them on Instagram or something. In that brief moment of my history, I made friends. So that's all in my vibration. The vibration of the what I consistently carry. I have no trouble making friends. So if I'm not getting my needs met in a relationship, no matter what's going on, and they'll always be my friends because I've known them forever. But in terms of my immediate and what I need now, I can always go out and get it. So there is no victimhood in my vibration when it comes to friendships. I'm telling you this story, not so you go and get friends. And if you want to do Bumble BFF, cool. And if you live in the Bay Area, we might be Bumble BFFs. I'm an amazing BFF, I think. I'm telling you this story because the energy of victimhood is in all of our vibrations, and it's our job to clean it up. It's our job to say, I can, I can, I can, I can. So whatever story you're telling yourself, whatever belief system you're holding, whatever you are consistently thinking, whatever you are feeling, whatever you are saying, whatever you are putting out into the universe in a consistent way, is your vibration. And your vibration's made up of frequency, and everybody's made up of frequency, and every thought's made up of frequency, and every belief and every action and everything is made up of frequency, and that makes up the vibration. And so the universal laws state that like vibrations attract like vibrations. So again, when you're holding a vibration of victimhood around a particular area of your life, meaning I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't. I've got it. I've got it in my, there are things very clearly I know that, where victimhood is wrapped up in my vibration around very specific areas of my life. And I can feel it. I can sense it. I know it's there. It's that cap. And I work on it. But I know it's my job to clean it out. I can't is not a default unless you make it a default. You have to hold yourself accountable when you are going into I can't, when you are going into, oh, that's impossible, oh, it must not be meant for me, when something keeps showing up and keeps showing up and keeps showing up that's not in alignment with your truth, but you keep accepting that, oh, maybe next time, maybe next time, maybe next time. That is victimhood. And you can raise your vibration so it is no longer a part of your energy. But no one is going to do it for you, my friends, but you. No one can take care of your vibration. No one can manage your vibration. No one can up-level your vibration. You can hire every coach under the sun. You can read every book. But unless you let it seep into your subconscious and become your new way of being, your vibration is always going to remain at, I can't. So clean it up. Clean it up today. My challenge for you for summer 2021, let's talk about the numerology quickly. Universal year 5, 2021 is a universal year 5 in numerology. Change is inevitable. And change can be joyful and wonderful and amazing and possible and positive, or it can be really negative and destructive and hurtful, and you feel like your life's being ripped from you. You know, like that's like the 5. I'm born on a 5 day, so I totally get it. The 5 can suck, and I get it, right? Like I completely understand that energy. So make this your year where you challenge yourself to change your vibration when it comes to victimhood, where you completely dissolve remove, release, let go of, forget about in the sense because it's no longer there, forget about the energy of victimhood. You can. There's anything that you want to do. Let's say you applied for a job and you didn't get it. And I know you're probably saying to me, but Amy, I can't just go take this job if they didn't pick me. I get it, babe. But there's an abundance of jobs out there that match the vibrational frequency of the job that you want. And make it your mission to make that an I can. Right? Same with a man. A man can totally reject you. And it becomes your job to go and find the man who matches what you want in a relationship, because you can. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. But here is the biggest part of this lesson. Victimhood can last and 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 last until you die. And you can take class and read books and hire a coach, but unless you are willing to jump in there and completely reprogram your consciousness around it, not just on the intellectual conscious level, but completely up-level, uproot everything in your being that says I can't is now a part of your, is a part of your reality. Until you change that to I can, it's going to stick around, my friends. You are not at the mercy of life. Life is a reflection of what's going on in you. And this work's not easy. That's why I do this job. That's why I'm here to support you in every way that I know how. That's why people write books to help you. But all we are is just tools. You ultimately are the deciding factor as to whether you continue to live in a state of I can't. So let's go back to my friend, you know, who texts us she can't because her dads are in town. The woman's 40 fucking years old and she's been living at home forever. Highly educated woman, right? And all of it's enshrouded in I can't. I can't. I can't. And she told the I can't story for a decade to me about, you know, living on her own. And I went with it until, and I, it was easy for me to go with it because I was in a marriage where I was constantly telling myself I can't. And so once I got out of that and I started to like really see like, oh shit, this is a story I am engaging. This is a story I am buying into. This is a story that I'm living under. Then it became harder to believe her I can't. But here it is. Even the most smart people, and I know there's a lot of them listening to this program, can get caught in a cycle of I can't. And it sounds so intellectually right. Well, Amy, of course I can't. Do you know, I hear that all the time energetically. Very few people actually say like, Amy, well, I can't. No, they give me a boatload of excuses for 45 minutes of their 60-minute session. All in the vibration of I can't. And you don't have to live that way. You just have to decide, I can. Period. There's nothing after it. There's no, nope. You can. Let that seep in. Put your hand over your heart. You can. You can. And probably pretty rapidly. If the desire's on your heart, you can. Now, I know there's some part of you, some of you, who your little asshole's kicking up and saying, well, Amy, obviously I must not really want it then. Okay, that's a factor. Let's look at that. But probably you do. But if it makes you feel good to continue your life saying like, well, I want this thing, but maybe I don't really want it because I don't want to deal with the I can't that lives in my vibration. That's a story too. But you're all going to get to heaven And you're all going to have a conversation with God, whatever that looks like for you, whatever heaven looks like for you. And you're going to say, like, dude, I didn't do all this shit, and now I realize it didn't have anything to do with I can't. It didn't have anything to do with my circumstances. It didn't have anything to do with my race. It didn't have anything to do with my sex. It didn't have anything to do with money. It didn't have anything to do with my ex-husband. It didn't have anything to do with my parents. It didn't have anything to do with my health. It didn't have anything to do with anything other than I was unwilling to stand up to myself and say, I can. And what's so beautiful when you take this challenge of turning your I can'ts into I can is there will be a surge of power in you that you were meant to embody in this lifetime that will positively change the frequency of this planet. If you want to really change the world on any level and make it a better place, fuck your recycling. Raise your vibration and believe that you can. And that surge of power is so magnetic. It will change the energy for the greater good of all those around you. I want you this summer to completely eradicate the energy of victimhood from your vibration. If there is a desire on your heart, God's put it there for a reason, meaning all the resources are there for you to realize that and realize it rapidly. It's not this 10-year thing. Oh, get to that win, Amy. No. The time is now, in the present moment. Overcome your resistance. Let go fully and completely of the energy of victimhood. Step into your greatness. Because listen, the world needs you now more than ever. As spiritually sensitive people, we are here for a reason. Because let's think about it. Human life isn't really that fun. I mean, I make it fun. And I would have it no other way. But it's not really that fun. So if you think about it, if we're these spiritual badasses on the other side, why did we have to come back? We came back to be of service. And the way we be of service is activating our divine power that we forget about. Right? And once we take human form, we forget about it. And now it's time to reclaim that power. And one of the ways in which you do that is get over the notion, the idea, the energy of, I can't. You can. Whatever it is you want to do, you can. You can. You can. And yes, you live in a world that has a statistic out there. You can go dig up a statistic that can tell you that it's that you can't. And this is the way I want you to take that. I want you to look at it and say, isn't that interesting? The devil's doing some weird shit again. Trying to convince all these amazing souls that they're not here to do their work. That does not need to be true for me. Whatever the statistic is, that does not need to be true for me. And maybe in the past, I came from a pattern, a way of being where I can't was common, right? Maybe I picked it up from my mother, who picked it up from her mother, who picked it up from her mother, who picked it up from all those ancestors. But it stops with me now. It stops with me now. Because I know if the desire's on my heart, I can. That's the way I want you to talk to yourself. You can. If the desire's on my heart, it means I can. If the desire's on your heart, it means you can. Whatever it is. And not in the long run, again, that's another way that the devil tries to trick you, to say like, oh yeah, you can buy that house, but you know, you gotta do all these things, you gotta clean up your credit, you gotta get that, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, and it's, you know, it's gonna be a while, you need to get a better job, and then this and that, and you might have a baby, and so then it's gonna be a while, don't, just, you know, just hang in there, go for the long haul. Bunch of nonsense bullshit. If you are ready, if something's on your heart, you can book a session with me. I'll prove it to you. Actually, no, I don't want to prove it to you. I want you to come knowing that you are worthy and deserving of that desire, and you are coming to that session wanting to uncover whatever is going on in your consciousness that is blocking you from it. Because it's not my job to prove anything to you. It's your job to prove it to yourself. That's your job. You can. You're listening to this program because you want it to help you remember who you came to this planet to be. And you came to be this powerful ass being that's going to shake things up and make it better. Not just for people right now, but for future generations. The pattern stops with you because now you have decided that you can. Believe it, feel it, know it to be true. And then just start rearranging the thoughts that tell you you can't. Well, Amy, it's going to take a long time to find a man. Who says? You can get on an app right now. Thank you, Jesus, for technology. You can get an app right now, post some pictures, write a little profile. Next thing you know, you're going on a date. Job. You can apply for a job. You can find friends. Like lots of them, people who want to be your friend, right? Like, whoa, amazing, all these messages from people that want to be your friend, right? Because you decided that you could. There's no I can't. There's no I can't. There's no I can't. There is only I can now and forever. Now here's the real, there is an I can, I can't. There is, it exists, right? It's in your vibration that's telling you you can't have these things that you want. And it feels so real, and it feels so like, well, Amy, look at my bank account. Well, Amy, look at this. Well, Amy, look at that. I get it. I can be right there with you. I can be on my knees praying to God, saying, God, please. I do it. And what I hear back is, girl, you know you can. Get out of this vibration of you can't, and you will see that you can. So raise up. Raise your vibration up the scale and believe that you can. You can. You can. You can. You can. If you want help with that, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please pay close attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package, particularly that 1-year option, because I can. And, check out that new, it's going to be there soon, it's going to be on the website soon, the Money Manifestation Intuitive Coaching Session. And all my packages are great, friends, all of them. If you're looking for an option that's really budget accessible, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, and I can do a two-part payment plan on that one as well. So that is how I can support you in your I can this summer. But challenge yourself every time you hit that glass ceiling. I want you to go find a big fucking hammer of I can and shatter it. Shatter that bitch. Shatter it. Because you can everything, every single moment, every time you think you can't, you can. You can. You can. You can. Till next time, thank you for listening. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. I love you.